Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Another huge award for my guys at Muscle Meds. Their carnivore RTDs got RTD of the year at Generation Iron. I told you guys these RTDs are killer.
Roger that. Carnivore RTDs are loaded with 40 grams of beef protein isolate without any fat, sugar, or lactose. These are a must-have for every single workout, guys.
Exactly. Plus, they are slamming. You guys got to get on these RTDs. Carnivore RTDs are the way to go.
Real show, here we go. Real show, here we go. You know that it's gotta be that time, so this is what we chant. What keeps on getting them all amped in advance? Come on. You and I rocking out with Iron Man FE. You get the general's point of view on top of Roger's rants. Whenever it's happening out, we're putting the most minutes in. You already know what that's about. You know that winners win. Crush whatever's on task, check the podcast. It's the champ and the tramp, let the bomb blast.
Talk to me, Goose.
What'd you do today?
What I did yesterday is more interesting than what I did today. I just went to work today. Yesterday, I had a stress test.
Stress test?
Yeah, stress test.
Why?
Because I've gone to a cardiologist for the last probably close to a decade now for high blood pressure. And I just go every 6 months for my checkup. And, you know, I'm on a
statin.
No, I'm on Orazepam, I think it's called.
Is that a statin?
Herbicatin. Herbicatin, maybe.
But is it a statin?
No.
Isn't that what people go on when they're high blood pressure?
Good question. I don't know. I'm not
or
sure.
Or is it high cholesterol, maybe? One
of them. I don't know. I don't have high cholesterol.
Can we look that up? A statin?
But I'm on a low milligram, and it keeps it regulated really good. And my numbers have been really good lately. But anyway, the last time I was there, before the new year, she said to me, you know, it's been like 8 years since you've had a stress test. Because I remember when I first went there, they did a stress test. She's like, so let's get you scheduled after the new year. And I got a text like Friday that said, hey, you're due for Monday stress. And I forgot about it. So I took off Monday. And I was like, I remember doing it. I thought it was pretty easy. I was like, you basically walk on a treadmill and they hook a whole bunch of probes up to you and watch you, right? Mm-hmm. So... but it was, this time, well, it was probably the same thing. I just probably was in better shape last time. So it's an incline the entire time. You're going up an incline and it's 5 minutes of walking. Then it's 5 minutes of jogging
on an incline.
Then it's 5 minutes of running
on an incline,
on an incline. Well, you're supposed, the goal is to get to 5 minutes, but she said nobody ever makes it to the 5 minutes of running. Cause you're running uphill,
yeah.
You know? So anyway, I said, well, what's the record? She said, well, it's like 13.
Yeah, cholesterol-lowering drugs down, so not enough heart.
She said the record was set by a 70-year-old, and it's 13 minutes and
in what?
48
what?
Seconds or something
at
like that.
Running?
Before they either say, you're going to fall off it, and we're going to stop it, or you
well,
say.
He ran for 14 minutes?
Well, no, he walked,
okay,
and then he jogged, and then he ran,
oh,
but it's 5, made, 5, and 5.
Right.
But he made it 13 minutes and 48 seconds.
Go for that stress test, bro.
I made it 13, 28. He beat me by 20 seconds.
Wow, a 7-year-old guy beat me.
Wow. Dude, I'm big, though. You know what I mean?
Yeah,
not that I'm making excuses, but I never do cardio. So I should have.
That's tough.
I should have beat a 7-year-old man, but they said it was false. She said, I remember her saying at the end, you only had 3 extra beats. And I was like, oh, shit, that's not good. That doesn't sound good. She's like, no, that's totally normal. You're good. She said everything, your increases all looked fine. Everything looked good. If they didn't look good, I'd send you for a nuclear stress test.
Nuclear?
Yeah.
What is that for?
I don't know exactly what that is, but it's more involved. Isn't that where they put a dye in your system, maybe? And then, I don't know. But anyway, I think you have to go into a machine, and she said everything looked great, so I guess I'll live for another 5 years, Frank.
Now, have
I
you done the excited. Whole colonoscopy thing yet?
I haven't, and they keep decreasing the age of that, right?
Yeah.
It used to be at 50, now it's at 40, I believe, right?
Man, you're fucking 50.
I'm almost 50, yeah, I'm 48. But have you had it done? You're over 40, pal.
No, I think I got it done. I'm going to do that and endoscopy also.
That's down the throat?
Yeah. You know, I took some of my father's history. You know,
oh, right, right. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And his mother, my grandmother.
They do it with the same tube?
Imagine that. You know, they say it. We talked about it all the time. How your asshole is the same skin as your lips.
You said that. I never heard that before.
No, they say your asshole and your lips are the same skin.
Who's they? Doctors?
Yeah, I don't fucking know. Proctologist. Right? And so if you think about it, it's a fucking tube through in the middle of your body.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Yeah.
Makes sense. So you probably could. You think you can go from one and have a long thing coming out the other end?
It's like a three-way.
A three-way?
Like one goes in one end, one goes in the other, and there's like a tube in the middle that reads everything? Is that what you mean?
No, I'm just saying, do you think you could connect it?
No. Yeah, for sure.
You think you could? You could like take a fucking string, put it in your mouth, and have it come out your butthole, and still be connected? You think you could do that?
No. No.
I think you could do it. I don't know if everybody can.
No, dogs.
No, just think about intestines.
Dogs don't even do it, and they eat like nylons, right? But it makes it into their stomach, and then it hangs out their ass. But
yeah. So then I guess
it's not out their mouth though.
Yeah. Yes, it does.
It's just
yeah.
Stomach.
I'm saying, what if it was long enough?
I don't know, bro. You think weird as shit. You're like
weird. That's not how you're talking about.
Human.
You just said you're using the same fucking tube. Like it's the same, yeah.
I was making a joke. You're being serious.
It's kind of a joke, but it's. I'm saying it's not an interesting question. If it's a tube going through there, why can't you?
Do you think that? Well, no. You gag, right? You choke on it. If it was down your throat and you're waiting,
okay. It's a fucking string, bro. A string. So you
still gag, even if it's a string, you'd be gagging.
You wouldn't be. I don't know.
I don't know.
Well, I think it would. If
you think it's ever been done?
If it's ever been done, we would have seen it already.
I was going to say the internet is a crazy place. Yeah. We would have seen it. Yeah.
So,
but they say we all have what, like tape, not tapeworms, some sort of parasite worms in us, and it's good to cleanse that once in a while. I think you need.
How do you cleanse it?
I don't know. Colonoscopy? Not a colonoscopy. What do they call that?
Colonic.
Is that what it is?
Well, what? I don't know.
Will they fucking shove a tube up your ass and
colonic.
Flush the water?
Colonic,
right? Yeah. But I think
those aren't good for you, though.
I heard there's supposed to be a certain amount of stuff in you
like
to
bacteria.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
The best way, I think, is to just fast.
I would agree with
that's
that.
That's probably the best way to detox. Just fast and sweat.
Yeah. Yeah. Fasting seems to be like incredibly healthy for you, right?
I drink put two LMNTs in this, right?
Which is essentially
36
salt.
Ounces of water, which is like the salt and the potassium, magnesium. So it's 1,000 milligrams of one. I take two of them. So I drink 2,000 milligrams. I had three of these today.
Damn.
But I trained in the morning.
What are you trying to do?
No, I'm just thirsty.
Oh.
I trained in the morning with Mark. Then I went to wrestling practice with Tino, wrestled little 10-year-olds, 12-year-olds, 13-year-olds, and then I did the sauna. So for each one, I had it.
How long did you do in the sauna?
Just 20. I went in the cold plunge for a little bit, and then I was kind of running out of time. I went for like another 10.
You're a savage.
But, yeah, I love these things, man.
The LMNTs. I did them for a while and I forgot to reorder them. I got to order them again. They're actually good.
Yeah, I love them. I like the salt.
There's a lot of salt in it. Yep. Yep. I had to reorder that.
But, you know, like they say, I don't know, the cholesterol, like, well, we were talking about statins with cholesterol, but you have high blood pressures, what they use statins for. But now they say, oh, you got to cut your salt out. This way your cholesterol is high. I don't think that's true.
No, they said that used to be right back in the day. I remember
good cholesterol now.
Who was it? What's his name was talking about? The little muscle head dude that fucking
the Liver King.
He was talking about how that thought of old that your high cholesterol was bad for you. He's like, it's not. It's just not anymore. It's like old science.
It's getting all your medical information from
the Liver King. Well, let's pull it up. Is high cholesterol?
No, you're not going to see it. You're going to see so much. Different, you know, you're gonna see
conflicting information.
Yes, yes,
yeah, it's just like anything,
right?
Honestly,
but I think the old way is when I say like, is salt bad for your cholesterol?
There's a lot of old science. Your BMI.
Can you type this fast like that? Can you type fast, yeah. Roger?
No.
No.
Your BMI. Why? Where's the joke?
There's no, I can't. I can't. I got.
There's
limiting salt won't lower your cholesterol. There you go. But it can lower your risk of heart disease by helping to lower your blood pressure. Oh, they say salt increases your blood pressure. I think that's bullshit. They say.
See, that's what I mean.
Like, no, I don't know. I don't
we're
know.
Skeptics of everything.
Well, I listen. I don't have high blood pressure,
uh-huh.
and I drink mad salt. So what's that mean? Every time I go, my blood pressure's lately.
Yeah, but I feel like that's sort of new to you. No, you always drank a ton of salt.
I've only
heard
no.
of you doing it since the
2 years now, I guess. Yeah. But.
But you never had high blood pressure. So.
No, but I never have. But I still don't have high blood pressure.
Yeah. Why do you think you would get it? Does it typically happen as you get older?
What, high blood pressure?
Yeah.
No, I mean, well, I guess depending on your, I wonder if your activity level or your the way you eat messes with it too. Mm. Maybe.
Do you think, I think so, but I don't know if I'm willing to do the dedication. Do you think I could regulate it just with diet?
What, your blood pressure?
My blood pressure.
Diet and exercise. I don't want to say yes, you can. Like, obviously, I'm not a doctor. But from what I hear, you can definitely do things. They say like some of the medicine that you need to lower your blood pressure, like you just doing a workout kind of has the same effect as that medicine does. Or you doing a breathing exercises
right.
can maybe help you with your blood pressure. I think the sauna could definitely help you. Yeah, you know.
Yeah, I don't think I eat horrible. So I don't think my diet is terrible.
Yeah, but like you, I mean, listen, I don't eat horrible, but I still don't eat good enough. I feel wow. like. Well, and I'm talking about for my body, how I look. I look good. I feel good.
But what do you eat bad? I never see you eat anything bad.
Like sometimes just junk. Ever. Like I'll pizza. I'll eat pizza on a weekend, or I'll eat a sandwich, or this. Like all that shit's bad for you.
Yeah, well,
it is. You know.
Everything in moderation.
Like if I have say I had great willpower, plus having kids and life is just fucking tough. It is. But say I'd had all this great willpower and stuff, and I wanted to just not even for like how my looks, just for how I feel. I think I remember like when I was cutting weight. To 35 in the beginning, especially because my calories are up. I'm, you know, just getting into camp. I'm not drinking, like boozing at all. I'm eating nothing but clean stuff. I'm making sure my sleep's on point. All this, like, I feel incredible, you know. So imagine you do that without having to kill yourself training. Mm-hmm. You just have a, you know, you just train normal, sleep normal, or sleep good, eat impeccable. I wonder how good you'd feel. I mean, I think you'd feel pretty damn good.
What I
would eat probably is I would eat just meat, fish, you know,
vegetables,
some fruits, and like potatoes, maybe some rice here and there. But I would try to stay away from the processed stuff as much as possible. Like with the bread, which I love that shit. I love bread. I love pasta. You know what I mean?
Right.
But if I could stay away from that, I think that would probably help people out a lot more.
Yeah, for sure.
Or myself out. But again, I like to indulge a little bit too, right? Who knows?
I think
like fuck. I like the weekend. I want to have pizza or something.
I think
you know?
You've been so regimented your whole life. You'll never not be regimented, but you should be able to cut loose a little bit that you retire.
No, I think that like part, like being healthy and all that stuff and eating right and all, I think does weigh a lot. But I think letting loose and unwinding and letting stress your hair down, letting stress out
too much,
maybe having a drink here or there. It's not bad. Yeah. Every once in a while. Too much is not good.
Excess,
yeah, for sure.
Well, Patty Pimblett, you heard him in his interview. The guy said, Patty, you know, you, I don't know the exact question, but essentially you put a lot of weight on the off season or when you're not in a fight camp, you know, what do you prefer? He's like, I prefer to be fat. He's like, with abs, he's like, they're not happy. None of them are happy. I don't care what they say. They're not happy. Though. Well, I don't either, but I'm just saying that's what he says, you know. And he obviously has abs at times.
Yeah, he yo-yos. I don't know how good that is for him. I mean, I get, at his age now and all that, I'm sure it's not a big deal. But I don't know. To live like that is probably not great. You know people that yo-yo diet their whole lives usually. And
I think he also, I don't know how much he actually gains. Sure, maybe you could look it up, but he gains it all in his face.
He does.
He gets it all his weights in his face. So he looks fatter than I think he actually is.
I'm sure, because he gets down, he looks shredded.
Yep. Yeah.
There's, speaking of a big Strickland versus Duplessis is this week in Toronto. I'm actually going to go into Toronto.
You are?
I am, yep.
All right. Nice, bro. Nice. When you leave?
Thursday.
Awesome.
Yeah.
They asked you to come out?
Yep.
Good deal.
Gus Fider doing a signing and some other stuff.
That's awesome,
yeah,
man.
Yeah, it should be cool. It's awesome. It's going to be cold as shit in Toronto.
Yeah, for sure. Did you see the Bills Stadium?
Yeah.
Dude, it was like 3 feet of snow.
I know. They hired people from town to come.
Yeah, they were shoveling all night. Yeah, it was crazy.
All night, all morning. They said it was like a state of emergency. No one could drive it unless you're helping, trying to help, to help the stadium.
Yeah.
Supposedly, isn't that like the state? No, that's the Green Bay. When Green Bay like is owned by the fans.
Is it?
Yeah. Right? Yeah. Stadium's owned by the fans.
Publicly traded, I think.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
So why are some and others aren't? How does that work?
Here's how they set it up.
I don't know the story of that. But.
That's crazy. I didn't know that.
There's a couple things you don't know, Roger.
That's correct, pal. There's a lot of things I don't know.
Yes, well, I'm trying to be nice. So I got to turn the new leaf in 24.
Speaking of
to be a nice guy.
Speaking of not drinking, I think I'm going to take a little break. You notice I haven't been drinking down here at all, really, much?
I believe the last time we drank, the last time I drank, you drank, so yeah.
No, I have coffee almost every time. I haven't drank in a while.
The last, do we have Jesse on last time? It was last week.
2 weeks ago.
You drank 2 weeks ago.
Oh, I didn't say it's been forever. I said been taking a little break.
Well, I didn't drink last week either.
Took a break the last few weekends going out. Just
I went out
to a 50th birthday party on Saturday. Everybody was drinking. I also had the stress test on Monday, but...
He was preparing.
Yeah.
He was preparing.
New Year's Eve, I think I literally had two drinks. Like, I'm taking a break. Nothing wrong with having a drink here and there, but I'm just going to take a little break, especially from getting drunk. You know what I mean?
Yeah, yeah. I think it's good for you.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So.
Plus,
just nothing good comes out of it that I can
know.
See. I feel like I butt heads with a girl more if we're both drinking.
Really?
She's drinking and I'm drinking.
Yeah, yeah. But if you're not. You're good?
And someone's always got to get us there, so we're either taking an Uber. If I don't drink, I can just drive us there.
Yeah.
You know, so.
No, I think it's overrated. Drinking's overrated.
Yeah, for sure.
Once you get to our age, you realize
100%,
that.
100%. I don't care if I ever get, I mean, I'll never say, because I do like a drink occasionally, once in a blue moon, but I'll never say I won't ever have another one. That's just silly, but I definitely don't ever need to get smashed again. There's no need for it, you know?
Mm. Yeah, I did that like 3 weeks. I told you 2 weeks ago or a month ago when I hit up Shogun. Oof, I was unintentionally.
Yeah, that's funny. Don't you just think it's how it hits you certain days? What you eat?
Yeah, yeah, for sure.
You know, like,
for sure.
Yeah,
just your how much sleep you got,
you
know, what you're dealing with that day.
Yep.
Hell yeah. You know, on planes you get more drunk.
Right. Right.
Drunker a word? No, right. More drunk.
I don't know. I don't think drunker is a word. The elevation, right? The air being thinner.
Yeah, elevation, yeah.
Oxygen content, right? That plays into it. Saturation.
Yeah. Maybe. I don't know. Do you think you're less oxygen saturated in a plane?
More, I think.
More?
Aren't you more because they're pumping
maybe
oxygen in? You're in a pressurized...
How about that, though? You see that plane, The planes took off from the airport.
I didn't see a lot about it, but I saw
the door fell off.
Right.
And those people sitting in those seats happened to miss their flight.
Yeah.
It's not a little weird.
It is, but like, why? So, but again, like, so what? Okay, it is weird, but what is the thought that it was prearranged?
We talked about this already, didn't we? I think.
No, we talked about something else, and I said the same thing. Prearranged, like I think just some
no, I'm
things
saying,
that happened.
Maybe on last episode we might talk about that.
I didn't talk about the plane. I don't know much about it.
I mean, it could be just like coincidental. Like, what's that saying? Like, you know, peanut butter on the bread. If you didn't drop it, or no, how's it go?
I've never heard that. I don't know what you're talking about. Like, the hell are you talking about? Peanut butter on the bread?
They always fall down peanut butter side or something.
I've never heard that. I definitely never heard that.
What are you going? ChatGPT, baby.
So who you picking in that fight, Strickland versus Duplessis?
Duplessis is a big boy. He's big. He's got good grappling. Mm-hmm. I'm just gonna go with our guy, good old American boy, Strickland. I don't know. I think he could wear him out. If Strickland can make him fight his pace, you know what I mean? Like really push the pace on him, get in his face, kind of like a make him have to, you know, slug it out a little bit. It'll go Strickland's way. Longer the fight goes, definitely go Strickland's way. No?
I don't see anything about it. I always made it up. I might have made it up.
No, something about the I don't know. I forget. Wasn't good.
Cat always lands on his feet. Is that what you're
maybe something like that. Don't spread yourself too thin. Like peanut butter. I don't know how the hell that has anything to do with No, like you know what I'm saying? Like
I don't, but I'm trying to hang with you.
I don't know if
one.
It's a saying or a motto, like, you know, the fact that all right, would have the like is the tree fall in the woods if you're not there, does it make a noise? If you're not
you
there,
hear, does it,
you know what I mean?
Kind of
the
scream,
same.
Yeah.
So kind of the same thing. Like, were those people were on the plane? Would that door have fell off, or did it fall off because they weren't on? You know what I mean? I don't know. Like the,
you're talking about like godly intervention.
I don't know if it's godly intervention or whatever, but could be just.
Yeah, I think if they were on the plane, it would have been a tragedy. It wasn't a tragedy.
But why?
Because
what would have happened to them?
They would have got sucked up. That happened once.
If they were buckled in, they would have been all right.
That happened once. Ripped the seats out and everything. That did happen once years ago, remember?
No.
People actually got sucked out. Yeah, it did.
Really?
Yeah, 100%.
Where?
It was years ago. Years and years ago.
Like.
But a big, I think it was a roof section, and it was, if I remember right, they had to change the whole inspections of planes around because they
Last time an airplane
was a long time ago.
Door broke off on a U.S. flight. 9 passengers were sucked
out of the plane.
Damn, look at that. That's a pretty big, like half the side.
And
wall
that was from fatigue because planes flex every time.
Fatigue was tired
because the plane was tired because they flex because they obviously pressurize them right. So they're constantly flexing. And I think they changed 1989 that happened? Yeah. Flight 811.
89, wow. Damn. That's pretty wild. Did people die or what?
20, yes. Yeah. Well, they flapped their arms.
Sucked out of the plane, so.
They were sucked out of the plane, huh?
A stewardess was sucked out, right?
Really?
I believe the stewardess got sucked out, too.
Yeah, that's nuts. Jim Miller
knocked down the.
See, Jim Miller's fighting UFC 300.
What a legend! Oh, he did.
Yeah,
he said he wanted to.
Yeah.
He put him on the guard.
Bobby Green.
Bobby Green. Yep. Bobby Green never disappoints. Yep. He called out a bunch of people.
I feel like they fought already. Did they fight already? I mean, Jim's fought everybody.
I don't think so, but Jim has fought. Dude, 43 fights in the UFC.
Wow.
How crazy is that? That is crazy. He holds the record.
Oh yeah.
Ever
most fights and most wins. There's a debate. Like everyone's saying, "Oh, should he be in the Hall of Fame and this and that?" And
wait, why wouldn't he be?
Well, just because he didn't win a title, you know what I mean, stuff like that. Me, I think those accolades alone, he should be in the UFC. He's kind of like the Lou Gehrig of it.
Absolutely. He never won a title. Did he ever have a title run? Did he ever fight for the title?
No,
never. Right? Mm-mm. Yeah.
He fought Nate Diaz. If he beat Nate Diaz, I think he would have gotten the title shot. Because Nate Diaz beat him, and then Nate Diaz fought Benson Henderson for the title.
Yep. Yeah, that's right. But he has fought guys. He fought Benson Henderson before. Jim Miller fought Benson Henderson.
I can't remember. I think you're right.
I'm
like I said,
almost
Jim
positive.
Everybody. I don't think he did, actually.
Really?
I'm not sure. Can you see Jim Miller's record?
Jim Miller.
Did he fight? I mean, he fought everybody, so you might be right.
Versus Benson.
That.
I'm pretty sure he fought him. I vaguely remember it. He's fought everybody. Remember Joe Lozon back in the day?
All them, yeah, I know that. I don't know if you're going to see.
37 and 17. Scroll down. It's going to be way back.
I don't think he did.
Dustin Poirier. He's fought some top name notch dudes.
Beniel. Oh, you did. Benson. Yep, he lost to Benson.
That was.
That wasn't a title fight, right?
That was 2011. Holy shit. 2011. No, that wasn't. I don't think he ever. Charles Oliveira. Bro, look at the names.
He fought Charles Oliveira twice. He beat Charles Oliveira, and Charles Oliveira beat him.
Damn. He's fought some big names. And the guy that he just fought, that he just beat, I looked at that guy's record. There was no big names on his list.
Nah, he's
I mean, I guess he's pretty accomplished too, but no big name. Shit, he fought Gray Maynard too.
Well, this is just where, you know, it's where Jim's at in his career.
He's
a little bit older, but he's still fighting. He's, you know, he's
well, younger dudes. It must have been a big age gap between those guys, right?
Yeah.
Damn, he's fought Dwayne Ludwig. Holy shit, who became a coach?
He knocked out Dwayne Ludwig.
That's right. What does it say? Armbar.
But I think he dropped him though, and then he armbarred him. I'm pretty sure, which is impressive because Dwayne Ludwig is a ninja.
It's just awesome that guy represents Jersey, though. You know.
Yeah.
And he's such an interesting guy to follow on Instagram. You know, he's funny. He's got a great sense of humor. He's an outdoorsman.
Yeah.
You know.
Smart guy. Smart.
I guess he's got a book. Did he write a book just about like his battle with Lyme disease? He wrote a cookbook, but didn't he have a book about beating Lyme? Not beating it, but his battle with Lyme disease?
That I don't know. I don't think I saw that, but definitely the cookbook we got.
Yep. Definitely got that.
Yeah, and also Max Holloway versus Justin Gaethje for the BMF title.
That's going to be great. That's going to be great. So wait, somebody else just fought for the BMF, right? Because it started with...
Gaethje just fought Poirier.
Yes. Yeah, but it started with Masvidal and Diaz. That's where it began, right? Yep. And that fight was a no contest, right? Or was that ruled a no contest? Because he had the cut over his eye? Was that a TKO?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Or doctor stoppage, I guess I thought. But no, it was ruled a TKO.
Doctor stoppage is a TKO.
TKO. But they're boxing now.
Yeah, they are. Yep.
They're going to box each other.
I'm pretty sure
that's announced, yeah. I think Masvidal put on his Instagram, it just said unretired, and that's for the boxing fight, right?
He put unretired a while ago, though, right? And then I seen the boxing match recently. Yeah. So, yeah, I wonder if that's what he's talking about, Ben.
Who are you picking in that?
I mean, they boxed in the UFC, didn't they, pretty much?
Pretty much, yeah.
You know?
I think Masvidal's a better striker, although Nate is a great striker, but he's more of a kind of a pepperer. He doesn't hit with any, like, big power shots to knock anybody out. But
then he
fought Jake Paul, you know, in boxing, and he got beat, you know? So
yeah, Jake Paul's a big dude, though.
He is a big dude.
Jorge is more Diaz's size, for sure.
Mm-hmm.
You know, he'll definitely try to pepper him and stuff. I just think, you know, I don't know. I think
definitely
Masvidal's got a little bit more pop on his punches.
I do too, but I don't think anybody's... Nate Diaz never been knocked out, but he did take that head kick from...
He got stopped, yeah.
He got stopped. Mm-hmm. Wasn't late, wasn't unconscious. You can't knock that dude out. He's got a granite chin.
He doesn't get hit really much either. I don't think I've seen him get hit by anybody great. He's got good defense.
Yep.
He's very tall and long. It's tough to really get to him.
Mm.
And he's usually on the offense.
He doesn't get hit. His face is always busted open.
Yeah, but I mean, like, do you ever see him take a big shot?
Just that head kick. That was your boy,
Josh Thompson.
Josh Thompson, yeah.
He's usually the one offensive. He's not. Guys aren't hitting him often.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, what? Edwards landed some good shots on him,
mm-hmm.
you know, but he rocked the shit out of Edwards, though.
Yeah. That was late. That was like fourth or fifth round, wasn't it?
Fifth round, I think. He pointed at him. I'm like, man, if he went in,
he does that every time.
Try burying him, man. Yeah. He might have got it done.
Yeah. He's patient.
So what about Gaethje and Holloway? Man, that is just to think about it. My goodness. You got Holloway, who is... It has an engine like no other.
And
volume puncher. Super technical.
Super technical.
Super technical.
But doesn't have the leg kicks Gaethje has.
I mean, he's got kicks, though.
He definitely does, but not like Gaethje for sure.
Does he have the power Gaethje has? I don't know. But does he? But, you know, he is, I don't know, a long one. I mean, Gaethje's a pretty big dude, too. So they're probably about the same size, but now Holloway's going up in weight, though.
Yeah. And Gaethje's only ever been stopped twice, right? How many times has Holloway been stopped?
Never.
Never.
Holloway's never been stopped.
Never been stopped. No. All right. Beat. Never stopped.
Mm-hmm.
Right. Eddie stopped Gaethje. Who was the other guy that stopped Gaethje? It was two.
Dustin. Dustin? The first time? No, never mind. No. Because Gaethje just knocked out Dustin. Was that the only time they fought, or was it the second time they fought?
I know he was stopped by somebody else. I thought when you said Dustin, it was Dustin, but maybe I'm wrong. Definitely Eddie, for sure. I don't know. I'll always be a Gaethje fan.
I'm going on a blank here.
Yeah. What about Ankalaev knocking out Johnny Walker?
I'm not surprised.
Yeah.
That dude's a beast, bro.
He is a beast, bro. He's a beast. And, you know, obviously they gave Johnny the rematch, which was nice because the first fight ended in a little controversy. Right. Where are you? In the desert? He was. Yeah. He was in the desert. Yeah. You know, but, dude, he hits hard, bro. He caught him with that right, put him down, and then that follow-up shot, dude. Damn, that was hard.
Yeah.
You know, but we've seen, you know, Johnny Walker was a huge hype train, and Corey Anderson kind of put that to bed. But he was
got a
kinda...
call from Corey. He's coming back to town.
Is he?
Yeah.
Got a fight coming up?
He may have a fight coming up.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Awesome. Yeah. Awesome. He packs up the whole family and comes back, right?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
That's cool.
He keeps, I think he stays renting the house over here just so he can come whenever he wants.
Yeah,
you know?
Yeah. Runs up the Russian
stairs. His kids
stairs.
Are also at the age where he can, they're not in school yet.
Right, right. So that helps.
Pick up
yep.
and go. Yep. I'm sure he's going to homeschool anyway.
Yeah, I'm sure. Knowing Corey. Yep. Oh, that's cool.
Well, you said they're doing the PFL versus Bellator card? Like Ryan Bader versus Hanan Fajada? He's the heavyweight from
that the
PFL.
Huge guy, the Brazilian
big dude,
guy.
Yeah. Yeah, that's good. That's a pretty good fight.
Yeah, Bader's getting older though. How old is Bader now?
Eblen versus that Mbappe guy or Mpame. I'm saying his wrong name wrong, but African dude. Mm. That Eblen dude, everyone says he's tough as shit, and they say he's probably one of so they say he's like UFC tough. You know.
Yeah.
Who else? I seen Pitbull versus the PFL guy, which I never even heard of the PFL guy at that weight. That's pretty cool.
Patrice, you know? Pitbull.
Patrice won him yeah. versus the PFL guy, which I don't really know his name.
He's been around for a minute.
Hell yeah. Oh my, yeah, hell yeah. He's been the champ for a long time, too.
He's had some definite wars.
Oh.
Then you got Ngannou fighting.
Yeah, versus Joshua.
Yep.
What do you think of that one?
I mean, listen, I thought Tyson was going to roll through him, and it didn't happen. He looked so good. I don't think you can count the guy out, but it's hard to put a guy with one professional boxing match up against a guy that's as good as him, you know, Oliver. Joshua. Yeah.
Not Oliver.
Sorry, Joshua. But, you know, him and Tyson were supposed to fight for years now, and it never happened.
I know. They're both English guys, too.
Yeah.
Because
yeah.
he never won. Joshua kept losing, kind of like, right before the fight would happen, you know? Yeah, I just want to, now, say Tyson maybe took him lightly. There's no way Josh was taking this dude lightly now.
He can't.
Now he knows.
Yeah.
And I'm sure, hey, if he ever wants a shot at Tyson, the best way would be beat the brakes off of Francis Ngannou, and then you can say, hey, look what I did when you couldn't do it. Now I want your title. And that's a good way to build up a fight for Tyson and those guys.
Tyson's fight is 3 weeks before their fight. He's fighting the Polish guy, right? Usyk. Yeah,
dude, that guy is good.
I said Polish.
Ukrainian,
yeah.
It's okay.
Get my countries mixed up, buddy.
That was pretty close, though.
I corrected myself.
Pretty close Eastern Bloc, right?
Who are you picking for that fight? I don't know much about him.
Usyk?
I don't know much about Usyk.
I heard he's a cruiserweight that they're moved up.
Got a little bit of a funny haircut.
Yeah, he does. Right? It's like a ponytail in the front.
Yeah,
right?
It's weird, yeah.
He's a different dude from what I hear.
Yeah. He's not as big as those guys either. I think he's 6'3". Those guys are like... Ngannou? He's like 6'7" or something. And isn't Tyson like
6'10"?
6'9", I was going to say, 6'9"?
Yeah, Usyk is probably what, like 6'?
I think he's 6'3". He's a lot smaller.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. He's going to have to work hard a lot, though. Tyson's pretty good at leaning on you, putting his weight on you. We couldn't really do that with Ngannou because kind of was a monster himself.
He had to be sweating it for a while, Ngannou, you know, risking it all on the fact that something would work out for him outside of the UFC, and it did. I mean, he's made way more money just in that one fight.
He's like, dude,
I've lived poor before. Yeah.
Yeah, people are telling him I'm risking. He was like, what do you mean risking? I have a roof for my head. I didn't have that.
Yep. Yep.
So to have that perspective is good. But you know how much he's getting paid for this? $20 million.
What do you get paid for the Tyson fight?
I don't even know. I mean, this is just like I'm not even including pay per view. I think he's guaranteed.
Oh, you get
million.
Points for pay per view too?
I'm sure.
Wow. Wow. Can you pull up how much Nagano got paid to fight Tyson Fury? It can't be anywhere near $20 million, though, right?
Well, I'm I don't know.
I would have said like five, eight.
And Gano. Yeah. There you go. Ironically, for Fury leaked that Gano will get a $10 million projected payout for the crossover event.
So he's doubling it.
Yeah. Well, I'm saying that's before pay-per-view. I don't know if they...
And then if he fights Tyson again, let's say he wins and he fights Tyson again, he's... I mean, that was a good move by him. You know, he risked a lot. Nothing ventured, nothing gained, right?
No. Yeah, well, I mean, he's already set for life, right? If he does right. $10 million. Wow.
Did you see Bisping debating, drawing a blank on his name now, but about whether Jim Miller could beat Brock Lesnar in a fight? Oh,
Anthony Smith.
Anthony Smith.
He's always talking
about it. Is he just doing that to be outrageous?
He's
got to
be doing it just to make plugs.
It seemed pretty serious. He seemed like he was all in on the fact that, I guess in the end, he was like, well, I'm 50-50. I mean, in my mind, there's no way. I mean, I love Jim. Nobody loves Jim Miller more than me. There's no way.
Listen.
Now, if Brock Lesnar was just a huge, muscular
and never fought and wrestled before?
Yeah, I'm Jim Miller all day.
It's not that he fought. It's the fact that he wrestled.
Yeah.
What is Jim Miller known for? He's not a knockout guy. He could submit you. Listen, could Jim Miller possibly latch onto his neck and
absolutely
win? Yeah, he could.
I'm not even giving it 50-50 odds. So yeah, I'm not even close to that number.
Like, look what Brock Lesnar did to Frank Mir second fight, dude.
Exactly.
You know?
Just, yeah, like, mauled him.
Yeah.
Yep.
No way.
Yep. Randy Couture.
Listen, me and Jim together?
Yeah, yeah.
Listen, we're talking, okay?
I agree.
I'll fucking hit him when he ain't looking.
You get him to the ground, then
Jim
will
fucking shoot him with a bow.
But he was doubling down on it. He said in the street or in the cage. More so in the street, he said. No way. That Jim Miller...
Anthony Smith said more so in the street.
More so in the street.
No, because then Brock Lesnar is going to fucking pile drive him to the street.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know.
Yeah, we had that discussion before.
Not if I'm there,
before.
Jim. I got your back, buddy.
Oh, listen, I love Jim Miller, and he's a
fucking Roger Bruin against you over here.
If it was just, no, not at all. But there's just no way, because Brock Lesnar knows how to fight, and he knows how to wrestle.
Yeah, yeah.
If he was just a regular, big, jack dude, yeah, I'm picking Jim Miller.
If he's huge Jackman?
If he's just a, Hugh Jackman, yeah. If he's just a big jack dude, I'm picking Jim Miller that doesn't know how to fight all day. But
when they call him Jack Huge Man?
Yeah, that's what you called him, yeah. Oh,
man. Yeah. No way.
But he called out Paul Felder, who I think is retired, right? Isn't Felder retired?
No, Felder's, I thought they were trying to come back through that. That's what they're going to try to do, the Felder versus Jim Miller fight for 300. But I guess that didn't work out.
Yeah.
I think Felder's on the fence. He doesn't know what he wants to do.
I gotcha.
If you're on the fence, don't do it.
Yep. Yeah, I agree. I agree with that. I think Dana said that a while ago. Like, if guys are, you're not sure, you're done. You're retired.
Yeah. I wish I wasn't done.
I know.
But, I mean, face the facts.
I know, buddy. I think that's anybody that's...
Like, I love guys. See, today, dude, it was great. And I didn't go hard, but I went one round. What Mark helped me out, and I fucking loved it.
Mm.
Loved it, you know?
Are you pretty critical, like a guy like Mark? Are you, I mean, can he take criticism, Rel? Are you like, listen, bro, you got to work on this. You're not covering up.
I'm a nitpicking motherfucker.
Are you?
Because that's what my coaches were with me.
And they all respect it, obviously, because you're
Frank. Yeah, and I tell them, I tell them, like, this is how I am. This is what you're, you know?
Yep.
And it's, but Mark, it's because of Mark a lot of times. I'm like showing something, I'm like in the parking lot or in a store. And I'm like, here's what I'm like, dude, we're not fighting here. I'm showing you something. He's like, nah. So, and it's kind of, and he's right. He's like, if you do it one way, you're going to do it that way all the time.
Right. Yeah. Right.
Do it the right way if you're going to do it.
And what do you mean by that? Do it the right way in the ring.
Yeah.
Don't show me something in the parking lot where I can't.
No. But like in the parking lot, if you're not going to do it right in the parking lot, you're not going to do it right in the ring.
Yeah, I gotcha. You know?
So
I gotcha.
Do it right.
Right.
So, and he's right.
Yeah.
And that's kind of how I go. I mean, Steve It's my first coach, wrestling coach. Like, super technique. Technique is king. That's what I always say. Mm-hmm. Technique trumps all. Technique trumps strength. Technique trumps speed. Mm-hmm. Technique is king.
Yep.
Yeah.
If we go back to Jim Miller for a minute, he won that fight with a basically a neck crank, right? I mean, it wasn't.
What fight?
He just fought.
His last one. Yeah. He had his back, right?
Yeah, but he neck cranked him, and the guy tapped.
Yeah, I guess, but he had his.
He didn't have it under the chin. It was.
It was like a face.
Face crank, neck crank. Yeah. What are you calling it? Neck, like, face crank.
I mean, I don't know. Whatever you want to call it.
It was across his face, and the guy tapped. It's called
a smile line choke. You know what I mean?
Well, that's
kind of a neck crank, I guess.
That's how Conor McGregor got. He tapped out to
Habib
from the same thing.
Yeah, when I fought Cub Swanson, I didn't have it completely untrained, but I cranked his neck.
Wasn't there only a few seconds left in that round?
It was. At the time, it was the latest finish in a fight ever.
Yeah, I think there was like four or five seconds left. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And then literally like fucking 2 or 3 weeks later, Mighty Mouse Johnson does it in like 1 second.
That's crazy.
I'm like, this motherfucker, man. He's nasty.
Was that Cub Swanson fight in AC?
One wasn't AC, but not that one.
Not that one.
Not that one. That was in Austin.
Yeah, well, because it's a funny story. I went down to right before you go over the island into LBI. I went down to just get some food with a girl, and we're sitting next to a couple, guy and his wife, and he says, we were sitting there next to him for an hour, and then kind of towards the end, he's like, dude, I love the podcast. Love you and Frankie. He's like a big Frankie fan, but I love the podcast. And he's like, that's my son behind the bar. His son was bartending. He goes, I got a picture.
Wait, his son was bartending? This guy, geez, you give us the old fans.
Yeah, yeah.
You get us the old fans, right?
Anyway, he said, my son got a picture with Frankie. I was like, oh, yeah. He's like, yeah, check it out. And his son's about this big.
I'm
like,
my God.
Where
so
was
funny.
That? And he said that was at the Cub Swanson fight in AC. And in my head, I'm like,
2018.
I'm like, I don't remember him fighting Cub Swanson in AC, but you did fight him in 2018. But that's an off the ground and pound one, were you?
No, that was 2014.
That was 2014.
Yeah.
Okay.
I think 2018? Yeah, 2018.
Yeah. But his son is like little. Isn't it?
Yeah, it's so funny. It's so fun. I take, even at tournaments, I'll take pictures. Yo, I took a picture with you.
Yeah,
look,
yeah.
It'll show me the picture. I'm looking up at this kid.
He shows me
the picture, and he's like at my knee.
Yeah.
I'm like, dude.
That's funny.
And then I'll take pictures of the kids, and they'll be like, you know, I'll be a little bit taller than them. I'm like, ah, next picture, you're going to be taller.
Oh, shit, man. Yeah. Not that I want to go down the politic road, but did you see Vivek dropped out?
I did. Well, but you see, obviously Trump ran away with the Iowa caucus.
Yeah, literally.
What is that? It's kind of like a primary for the Republican candidacy.
I'm sure Andrew could speak to it better than us. Exactly. What are those caucuses? The Iowa caucus was the first one, right?
Yeah, it's the kickoff for like the primary season.
Yeah, kickoff for the primary season.
Yeah, he swept it.
He swept it.
What is your take on that, Andrew? You usually have a pretty good take on it. Why do you think Vivek dropped out? I mean, he totally endorsed Trump.
Because, dude, everybody should drop out after that, right? I don't know. I don't understand how this whole politics game works, so excuse me for my ignorance.
Mm-hmm.
But
I don't know that anybody does.
People donate to these campaigns, right?
Mm-hmm.
Now, you just seen the results. Trump had like 78% of the vote or whatever, and then DeSantis was next with whatever 12%, and then Nikki Haley had like 11% or something.
Yeah.
You know, so like, why are people wasting their money? It's like pretty much unwinnable. Is it unwinnable, or is like the next caucus going to be flip flopped?
Well, I think there are some states that are predominantly blue, right?
No. But this is all for Republicans.
Yeah.
So you're saying like blue people won't the blue states you think won't vote for?
Well, weren't they saying something about this year? A lot of the independents are going to vote for Nikki Haley. They were saying they were hoping, I guess.
I've heard that.
Yeah.
Because a lot of them don't like Biden.
Right.
And they don't like Trump either. So.
But what about her RFK? Might throw the monkey wrench in that, no?
I think more for Biden, but
at this point,
like the Democrats are just going to do what they did with Bernie twice now, and they're all in for Biden.
Mm.
Unless he drops out, then I could see like.
Well, they're saying that
I could see. I see Hillary's been doing a lot of like fundraising for Biden lately.
Yeah.
I wouldn't be surprised if she tried to get in it again, or
Michelle.
Or I don't know about Michelle. Like, she hasn't really done anything to like show that she wants to run.
Right.
They always just
throw
her name
in there.
She just
made that one statement. I'm very concerned.
Yeah.
What's going to happen in 2024?
But I think even Gavin Newsom's another option. Yep. I think in the future he'll definitely run.
But I heard, like I said, that if they were to replace Biden, the reason they waited so late to do it is to avoid the primaries.
Right. That's what
Absolutely.
So, all right. So then also.
But it has to be for a medical reason, right? They can't just do it. He has to be.
Well, they can 25th Amendment him, but I don't know if he'll hard do to that. Find.
I agree.
And then tell me this. Why is Nikki Haley like saying, oh, now it's a two-party race? You took third, bitch. Are you talking about Trump and DeSantis? Who's the two-party race?
Probably, right? But DeSantis got smoked, man.
Yeah.
He's going to get smoked in his own state of Florida.
Did you see somebody
she's
handed
gonna
him a
participation
trophy?
He's going to get
smoked in South Carolina. So. Two-person race, rather. Not two-party, two-person.
Yeah. Did you see somebody handed him, he was doing some presser, and some dude walked up and said, I'd just like to give you this participation trophy.
To who? To DeSantis? Oh, wow. What'd he do?
He just said, take it with you. I don't need it or whatever. And then two guys came in and ushered this guy out. But it's kind of funny. And I hate to pick on DeSantis because I loved what he did for the state of Florida. Like But you're not helping your party, bro. Like, what are you doing?
You should have waited till 2028, honestly.
Yeah.
I don't know. You wonder, like, did he have to get out there to show that he's somewhat a guy that could be considered president? If he didn't now, maybe people would be like, kind of forget about him.
I think, honestly, this has always been DeSantis, and I think he's a fraud. I think all the MAGA stuff he's a fraud for. He just ran on Trump's coattails. He did that commercial. Mm-hmm. I don't know if you ever saw it with, like, his kid who was, like, teaching him how to say MAGA, and everything was, like, Trump-themed. That was, like, years ago when he ran for governor.
Oh, I didn't see that. Really?
Yeah. And, they're all just trying to pounce on Trump because he's, indicted. He's so indicted. Every day he's getting indicted. So... Mm. You try to see who comes out of the woodwork. Like, Vivek's big thing was, well, I'll pardon Trump. Well, if you don't think Trump's guilty, like, you shouldn't be running against him.
Mm.
Because Trump literally, he's smoking everybody.
Well, I think that Trump just brought him at, I seen something real quick. Trump, I guess, is the New Hampshire tonight?
No.
But they're there, though. Aren't they in New Hampshire now?
I know New Hampshire's coming up, but yeah. I don't think it's yet.
Okay, I thought Trump, I seen a picture of Trump and Vivek at a podium. I don't know if Trump brought him up or something like that, but I seen like the headline was like Trump saying Vivek's going to be around for a long time or something like that.
Really? Because he was just bashing him on Truth Social.
He was bashing him on Truth Social.
Well, no, beforehand, because Vivek was trying. Because you seen the video where Vivek's like, a vote for Trump is you're wasting a vote for Trump. You want to save Trump? Vote for me. So that's what he, I think Trump was talking about on Truth Social.
Yeah,
when he came at him.
I mean, is there, in your opinion, just asking your opinion because you're pretty versed on this stuff, do you think there's any possibility of Vivek being a VP?
I don't think he'd be VP. I think if he's actually a decent guy, maybe he'll get a cabinet spot. Because listen, like...
Ben Carson is the other one, rumored
but look,
one.
But look at 2016. Like, Trump took Ron and McDaniel, who's Mitt Romney's niece, who was bashing him the entire... he went against Trump this whole time. And he made her the head of the RNC.
Mm.
Where he, like, I don't know if he made her, but whatever the process is. Like, he put Nikki Haley in as the UN ambassador for the U.S.
I'm sure he has to play by the game.
Yeah, like, there's you got to realize, like,
one hand, you got to wash
even though all these people, like, there's a lot of crooked people and corrupt people, you still have to work with them.
Mm.
And you still need to, like, give them an olive branch a little bit.
Well, you just want to get shit done. You got to do something for them, so they maybe do something for you.
Because unfortunately, like, you've seen Congress, like, the Republicans are, I think, worse than the Democrats at times, where, I know what the Democrats are going to do. Like, the Republicans will say one thing and then go, vote with the Democrats on issues.
You see Ian Smith going in a lot now on the Republicans, too. He goes in on the Republicans as much as he does the Democrats.
Honestly, like, I'd rather have a Democrat because I know what they're going to do. The Republicans, like, they always fold. They fold like a cheap suit every time.
Yep, they do. Nothing ever gets done.
They're all one and the same, bro.
It's a uniparty.
They are.
It really
is. You got to realize, like, Trump, in order to work with these people, they're all bought and paid for, so he has to, like, make deals. I mean, Trump's a deal maker.
I hate that.
It shouldn't have to be that way, but, look at these people.
Well, Kamala was always bad-mouthing Biden and all that. And Carmella, however you were saying her name.
Kamala.
You're always kicking out words out over
there. She called Biden a racist in the primary.
And then he made her a VP. It's crazy, So
I wonder why.
That's how it goes, though.
Yeah.
I wonder why he chose her.
Nikki Haley's not even white. You know that?
Yeah, she's Indian. Yeah, that's crazy. Not even a real name, right?
No.
She's got like an Indian name. Nikki's just...
Yeah.
But she's going to get smoked in South Carolina, her own home state, so...
Well, she has no shot. No. I don't get it.
But they fundraise all for this, and then they get to pocket everything.
Well, did you hear the...
Like Chris Christie, same thing. Like, why were you running?
Yeah.
Bro, you have no shot. You never ran your life.
Did you hear
his... He's running for the free donuts.
His taped conversation that got leaked about... He was talking to, I don't know, I guess it's someone in his campaign about how much money she spent, how much money he spent. And he's like, she's going to get smoked. This girl has no idea what she's doing. She's going to get absolutely smoked.
Talking about Nikki?
Nikki Haley. Yeah, and how much he spent? I think he said he spent just rough numbers, $15 million. Nikki Haley spent like $36 million so far on her campaign.
Like who? Someone gave them that money, right?
But they have big donors. You got to realize there's big donors out there that just they give these people money because
it's just a write off for them.
Yeah,
yeah.
Well, they say the corporate America wants her to be right.
Of course, they want war. You know, right. Like the second, like if she ever got in, we'd be in another war.
Well,
you know,
speaking of war, you see, supposedly the Houthis, right?
Yeah, the Iranians.
They're Iranians? Like,
oh, I guess they back them. I don't know if they're actually Iranians.
They're bombing the shipping lanes or something in Yemen, something like that. And then I just seen another thing. Egypt is, like, going in the border into Gaza and, like, fighting with Israeli people now. It's like something's about to pop off over there, bro. It's so
must be an election year, you know?
Right.
There'll be another BLM, you know, over the summer.
We know
it's like,
coming.
This we thought 2020 was crazy, bro.
I know.
You see, I just saw something, China, new coronavirus out there. It's highly deadly. Right now it's only in mice, but they're saying it's possible it could spread to humans. Like, what the fuck?
It was like
as long as it's not gerbils, Roger, you'll be okay.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I know, they're always trying something. Remember the murder hornets?
Yes.
They never got off the ground. So.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I think people see through it, but then again, like, look how quickly people...
Fold, bro.
Yeah,
fear-mongering.
I talk to people all the time at work, like, oh, I had to get the shot because, you know, I didn't want to lose my job. And I'm like, so if you're going to have issues down the road, I hope it's worth it. You know, like, what... Yep. Is that worth more? You could find another job.
Everybody.
I mean, I know, like being on the spot, like it's tough. I get it. Like you have a family to support. I understand, but
right.
Yeah, I know. I know. Well, and you know, people don't want to think it's bad for them. You know,
of course not.
Think, oh, the government. Why would the government?
But like, realize, like watch the news, and I'm not just talking CNN. Like, look at Fox. Look at even Newsmax. Like, look who the big like sponsors are. Advertisers. It's Pfizer. It's Moderna. Yeah. It's you know. They see this. People believe like 2020 was stolen from Trump, 1,000%. But people still watch Fox News, who are like the biggest contributor of that. Like they called Arizona with 0% of the votes in. How do you know that? But like they'll still watch that nightly. You know, they still watch it. Like they'll still watch The Five and Greg Gutfeld and whoever else is on there. And you know, as soon as it goes to commercial break, it's Pfizer. And so like they're being told this is good.
Yeah. How about the gubernatorial race in Arizona? Is she still fighting for?
I guess I think there's still like lawsuits going on, but I don't know.
That's crazy.
Oh, Carrie Lake.
Carrie Lake. I mean, I know she
like, none
was.
Of that. Come on, ain't happening, dude.
I mean, that's the thing with even with all the election fraud with Trump. It's like everyone's arguments always. Well, you know, all the courts looked at it, and no one would you know rule on it, or he never went to court, or you know, he never had any like verdicts in his like. That went in his direction. But
well, you could say the same thing. He was never convicted of insurrection. Everybody still calls him an insurrectionist.
Of course, because that's what it is. And it's just like these, like even on one of our posts recently, talking about it, you know, the one when Maureen was here, it's like just the same recycled lines. Like it's just the same talking points. Like no one has an original thought.
Yeah.
Unfortunately.
But I think that's how, and I don't just mean Americans. I mean all over the world. People are programmed to want to be led.
Of course.
People want to be led. Most people are just worker bees, right?
Yeah. It's that, you know, it goes back to that hard times create strong men, like, quote. Yep. You know, it's the truth. Like, eventually, like, we get complacent and this stuff comes up on us and somebody has to, like, take the reins and help fix it. Unfortunately, like, there's a lot of just weak people in society.
Yeah. Incredible amount of weak people.
Like, you're wondering, like, people are obviously seeing it, right? So, like, how do we course correct? Is it going to have to get worse before... The masses are like, oh, what are we doing? We need to course correct. Like,
I mean,
people like us seem like we're ready to course correct, or we never really went that path anyway. Now these people now, what's it going to take for them to?
Like, did you ever watch V for Vendetta?
No.
So that movie was essentially like kind of what we're going through. You know, like you have an authoritarian government. Like people are like glued to the TV. They listen to whatever they're told, and then just one day, things just start happening, and they wake up, and they like rise. You know, they rise up and fight against it. But unfortunately, the position we're in right now, I don't know how it's going to go. I don't know. It's just because, like you saw, like January 6th, the whole thing with January 6th was like people got fed up, you know. Not saying it was an insurrection, but people were there.
Well, that's why they crack it
down. People were there and pissed off, and that's why the government, they made it.
They don't want to see that again. So
yeah, that's why, like, you know, yeah, like Scott, you know, I know obviously, like, there's some merit to his charges, maybe, like, you know, assaulting a police officer or whatever, but, like.
Yeah, nobody's condoning that.
You know, I'm not condoning that, but ultimately, that's why they, like, you know, threw the hammer at him and came down on him hard because.
But there are people who weren't even there that caught charges, weren't even present.
Of course.
It's crazy.
Yeah. But then, you know, then you look at like what happened over the summer, the summer of love, like all these Antifa BLM rioters like getting out.
the one interview is the greatest interview ever. It's the dude, like he goes live and he's like, I'm really not seeing much violence here at all. It seems mostly peaceful. And behind him, there's just cars burning,
peaceful but fiery protest. I think it was. Yeah, CNN guy.
What the fuck are you talking about?
But yeah, like so you look at it and you're like, the government's definitely like. They're not working for us.
No. Anybody that thinks they are is just silly. But again, people want to be led, so you know, by somebody.
Of course.
You know? And if you put shit on enough stations and it all says the same thing, like that famous Joe Rogan clip, you know, and everybody's saying the same thing, a lot of people are going to believe it. So.
Groupthink happens, right? What do they call it?
It is. 1984. That comes right out of their groupthink. Mm-hmm. And. You know, unfortunately, like, they kind of seem like they use that as an instruction manual now for, like, what to do to us.
Because
people are so easily manipulated.
Sad. And that's what they're doing now, is they're filling the country with more easily manipulated people. You know, they're incentivizing them to come here.
So those
saying,
people going to vote for the exactly, second, like, of they course. Give them, you know, voting rights.
Well, they give them, they say one guy, I forget the number, keeps fluctuating, but I think it's, you get a couple thousand when you come over or something like that, probably on a prepaid card.
Yeah.
One guy's come over 10 times, gone back and forth. It's crazy.
Yeah, you notice like, when they bust them up here now, they just start busting them to Jersey.
Yeah.
They don't bust them to Montclair and Princeton and all these places with the hate has no home signs and all the BLM signs. They send them right to like the urban areas.
Yeah.
Newark. Those people vote, you know, the people that live in these towns are all about it. But the second New York, like, they're threatened.
They closed the school down to house them.
Yeah, in Brooklyn, I think it was.
Yes. It's crazy.
Yeah. And I saw the governor of New York's giving New York City some money to help, like, with the asylum issues. Like,
see the governor of Massachusetts? So this is a while back. This is over the summer, I think. Please, if you have a spare room, become a donor family and help and... Yeah, but don't do anything for our vets that are literally sleeping on the street. You know, they're fine. Yeah. They're good there.
Yeah.
Crazy.
Dog doctors?
Dog doctors?
Said vets.
Oh, fucking idiot. Who is that that did the... Wasn't that Sacha Baron Cohen that did a whole skit on that, I think? He was interviewing like a vet. And, or it was the other way around and kept saying, you know, like, how long did you serve? And the guy was like working on a horse or something.
Did he?
Yeah, it was, he's hysterical, man. He's hysterical.
I
remember the first time I ever saw him. The first time I ever saw him, he was in a Madonna, music video.
Yeah. It was,
he was driving the limo. Music
makes
the people, or whatever, however the song goes. He was in a music video. The first time I ever saw that dude.
It was like the early 2000s.
Huh?
It was like the early 2000s.
Did he do anything? Like,
well, he was dressed in that yellow jumpsuit where he was
one
the
character
interview.
From
I think
the show.
He already was doing that interview thing. That's how he got into her.
Yeah, because he had the Ally G show.
Ally G.
HBO,
that was
it.
Ally G. Yep.
Not funny.
Yeah.
Raj.
Yeah, buddy.
What a D.
What a D, yeah. Usually people get my first name right, but everybody spells my last name with two T's as one T. Yeah. But yeah.
Not titties. Just T.
Titties.
One T.
All right, buddy. I guess we can wrap her on that, right? You got anything else you want to talk about?
No. I mean,
you're going to Toronto.
Kill me with the political talk. Make me want to go hang myself.
Well, I just thought I would mention the Vivek thing. I'm sure you saw it. I don't know. We kind of went on a tangent there, but
yeah, no.
I like Andrew's take on thing, and sometimes he speaks better than we do. So
I think Vivek. I mean, he says all the right stuff.
I love that guy.
Says all the right stuff.
I don't trust
makes
him.
Makes me.
I don't
me
trust anybody because they all talk like that.
Yeah.
I don't trust anybody.
But no, he's hitting like all the hot buttons.
I know.
That you give a fuck.
I know. But he said he endorses Trump, so, I mean, listen.
Yeah, he did right away. East Wonder, is he riding the coattails?
I don't know, but if that guy, listen, Trump's only got 4 years if he gets in.
That's what I'm saying, dude. Like, oh, he's the savior. He's going to change the world. It's four fucking years, and he's gone. Yeah. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
I mean, he was here for those 4 years. Okay,
I know.
And then the next 4 years, it's shit.
I know, but I say the same thing to you every time. I'll take the four. It's better than going backwards for four again.
Yeah, agreed.
You know?
Agreed.
It's a matter of making lasting changes.
I did see somebody.
And he's going to inspire somebody like a Vivek to be.
Oh, you know the guy that wrote Homo Sapiens? Yuval Noah Harris? He was in an interview, and he was saying something like, you know, if Trump gets in, that might be the last of world, that might be the last chance at world order. And he's like, that's not a bad thing. Everyone thinks he's trying to say, oh, patriotism is worse than globalism. Why can't you be patriot and have globalism? This and that, he's trying to say. But
because what's going to happen with globalism is we're going to have
one currency and all this bullshit. Well,
there's going to be a social
world order.
Credit score.
Yeah,
you and I are going to be allowed to eat bread, water, and not have
a car. There's a lot of people lately that have been like, you know, coming out like softening on Trump. Even did you see Oliver Stone?
Well, this guy wasn't. He was not. He was just saying
Cuomo too.
Cuomo did, but Oliver Stone was on Bill Maher's show, and he was like questioning the election.
Bill Maher has come around a lot, bro. He's come around a lot.
Yeah. I mean, he's still like
Just gonna pick that side just because that's who
he's still right.
He hates Trump, but he's come around a lot. And
well, he's definitely more of a common sense person.
I mean, all like the.
He doesn't like the woke thing.
All the societal, like, social issues, he sees through them.
Because they went too left.
Yeah.
Too left.
He had Oliver Stone on, and Oliver Stone was like, you know, they were talking about, oh, like, the election being secure, and Oliver Stone, well, was it? And he started asking, like, well, there's evidence to, like, show maybe it wasn't, and Bill Maher's just, like, you know, running the same talking points, trying to shut him down. But Oliver Stone's, like, a hero to the left.
Yeah.
Like with his movies, so like you see guys like that start to come around.
He like,
and
knows a whole lot about the JFK stuff. I mean, he had that movie JFK, but he even when he did like there's a documentary that came out recently where he even dived in even more into it.
Mm. I have to look for that. I didn't see that.
Yeah.
That sounds cool.
Yeah, he's a pretty interesting guy.
What was some of? I mean, Born on the 4th of July was one of his early ones, right?
That
was him, right?
Oliver Stone.
Tom Cruise.
Yeah.
What else?
Man, did he do Apocalypse Now? Was that Oliver Stone? I don't know.
Is that Kubrick?
Yeah, it's Kubrick, yeah.
Yeah.
Oliver Stone. He did a bunch. Let's see. What did Oliver Stone do? JFK, Wall Street.
Wall Street.
He did W.
Yeah.
W. He does a lot of
political stuff.
Oh, dude, Any Given Sunday, bro.
Oh, did he do that?
That movie's fucking fire, bro. That movie's a good movie, man.
He did a football
Dennis
movie?
Quaid. You see Dennis Quaid on Tucker Carlson?
I did, yep.
Bro, I like Dennis Quaid, man.
Yeah.
Well, Dennis Quaid's definitely like a closet conservative.
Mm. Oh, that's why he's on Tucker.
But he doesn't talk about it. But he's been doing more stuff like movies in that direction. Like I know he's a big Reagan guy.
I said everybody in Hollywood is. What I meant by that is a closet. If they are, they're
a lot,
in the closet,
bro. Platoon.
Yeah, Platoon.
Natural Born Killers.
Yes, yes.
Dude, this guy's he's good.
Yeah.
He's good. Yeah. All right. All right, boys.
All right, buddy. Good luck in Toronto.
Hey, thank you, man.
Going with anybody? Just rolling solo?
Solos from state to state.
Nice, buddy. All right. Champ of the Tramp out.
Take a dish.
Guys, just a reminder, don't forget to find and follow us on YouTube, Rumble, Instagram, Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Google Podcasts, and most other podcast platforms.